On Monday, Democratic Senator Bill Nelson announced to the Senate that congressional leaders are working on a Zika funding plan.
I think we have finally found a path forward to fund the fight against Zika. The specifics are still being worked out, but it seems that there will be a deal.
That deal will likely be included in a temporary spending bill to fund the government through early December. Republican Senator Marco Rubio, who says he normally wouldn't be on board with that, calls it necessary.
With Zika becoming a public health emergency the way it has, it's worth making an exception for something like that when the Zika funding is in it. At this point, I just really believe that we need to get Zika funding approved and moving.
Rubio has been in talks with Governor Rick Scott, who recently made a two-day trip to Washington, D.C. to speak to House and Senate leadership, as well as members of Florida's congressional delegation. Scott says the time for politics is over.
I'm disappointed that this didn't happen back before the Congress went on recess back in May. I'm also disappointed that Bill Nelson, a senator from Florida, voted against funding last week. He turned the back on Floridians.
Governor Scott met with a slew of Florida Republicans and Democrats. Missing from that list was Senator Nelson. Nelson previously did vote against a House measure that included $1.1 billion for Zika funding, but he says he did it
because political riders were at it. Zika doesn't have anything to do with the Confederate flag, and Zika doesn't have anything to do with defunding Planned Parenthood.
Behind the scenes, congressional aides are now saying the defunding Planned Parenthood provision was taken out Thursday by Republican negotiators, which pleases Democrats, bringing Congress one step closer to a Zika deal. Still, some among Florida's congressional delegation say Scott's comments about Nelson may be hindering the Zika conversation. Those feelings come from both Democrats and Republicans. South Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ruslahtinen, for example, has called Nelson helpful and doesn't need to be called out. And Rubio also made similar remarks.
My colleague Senator Nelson from Florida has been great to work with on this and multiple issues, but on this one in particular. And I thank him for his partnership and his hard work in this regard. I enjoy our partnership on many issues involving the state of Florida, including the water bill before the Senate, but on this issue of Zika in particular. But it's time for the rest of us to come together in the interest of our people.
And while all agree Zika funding is a must, there is a bipartisan movement in the House asking for a clean bill. Among them is Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, a Democrat.
Let's do this. Let's see if we can get all of the Republicans and Democrats together, because mosquitoes don't have a party. They will bite anyone.
Wilson is the co-sponsor of a Zika bill by Florida Congressman Kurt Clausen, a Republican. It's $1.1 billion for Zika efforts with no additional amendments.
I support my part. We can't spend a billion or two for babies and for pregnant women. I mean, where's our priorities? I'm sorry I'm getting emotional, but this is, to me, this is a big moment in the history of Florida. If I'm being urged to vote to spend big money overseas for bombs, well, by God, I'm going to vote for financial bombs to go after a bad mosquito in order to save babies.
The issue has not only crossed party lines, but it's united some feuding Democrats as well. Florida Congressmen Alan Grayson and Patrick Murphy were engaged in a bitter primary fight. Murphy won and will now face Rubio in November, but that didn't stop both Grayson and Murphy from participating in a bipartisan press conference in Washington, D.C., calling on a clean Zika bill. Murphy says it's urgent.
CDC said that they are essentially running out of money. They have shifted resources from other research for HIV, Ebola, cancer, diabetes, to focus on Zika. But now those resources are exhausted.
As for Grayson, he says the Zika issue has also affected him personally.
I got married recently. We were talking about where to go on honeymoon. I asked my wife what she thought would be the best place to go, and she said somewhere without Zika. All over the world, people are making the same decisions.
Meanwhile, there have been concerns raised about the state's reporting of Zika cases. While health officials have stood by their reporting as accurate, they have now included reports of people outside the state who have contracted the disease from Florida mosquitoes. Close to 90 pregnant Florida women have Zika. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.